You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for our DIY feature with Sean Anderson from Anderson Improvements. Good morning, Sean, and welcome back.
Good morning.
And I believe you are extremely, extremely busy.
We have started the year with a bang. Oh, yeah,
that's so awesome.
I think the topic today is bathrooms.
Revamps, yes.
Yeah, revamps. I seem to be very busy with a few of those projects.
I'm actually glad you've chosen this topic because I too would like to revamp a bathroom. Yeah. So, yes.
Well, yeah, there's a lot involved. Right. Bathroom, it's a project. There's a lot of planning. You, as a client, you need to get the right people involved before you even start. So look at references. Look at what people have shown you. Maybe even go look at their work. Because there's a lot of people that say yes, we can tile, we can do plumbing, and then it's a disaster.
Yes, so Sean, before we get going, let's put it out to our listeners, and this is time it is. You can contact Sean and on 072-447-8044 should you want to ask questions about revamping your bathroom. So you're going to guide us through step by step. But before you carry on, Sean, if someone messes up a bathroom, do you go and try and get it right for them, or you know, it's
we would have to. It's a disaster. Yes. It's a nightmare because you paint double, and you can spend a fortune in a bathroom. It's one of your larger costs in the house, second to the kitchen.
Wouldn't think so, though.
And at times even more expensive than the kitchen.
Yeah.
So you've got to really plan it and think about how you're going to achieve your results. Yeah. So to start, you've got an old bathroom that's dated, and you start talking to each other and say, okay, well, it's time for an upgrade. First thing I would suggest is go take yourself to a few showrooms. Go to our local CTMs or bathroom bazaars or just some showrooms. Look on your internet. Go look at what's available, what people are doing, what's trendy. And get an idea. So now you have a feel for the bathroom. You've got an idea for the bathroom. Now the next step would be to contact the right people to do the job. So I'm a builder, and I have my plumbers, qualified plumbers that come and do it. Now there are a lot of plumbers who say they can do the whole job. There you have to be careful because they're not builders. So where my plumber says he's not touching any construction work, he only focuses on the plumbing, and I do everything that's required for the building.
And that would make sense.
And I would suggest you go that route because a plumber is not a builder. And I've seen some where they have to construct shower bases, or there's adjustments of wall that need to be done, or just a general preparation work is not done properly through these guys. They are plumbers. You have to look at their research and just see what they've achieved or who's on their team. So if you have a plumber who says, yeah, I can do everything, just tell him, you know, just I want to see your work and make sure that you're on the right track. So, yes, there's a lot involved in a bathroom. Ideally, you want to have two bathrooms in a house so the client is not having to survive on the bathroom that you're renovating. It can take, it's a lengthy process. You're looking at 2 to 3 weeks for a bathroom renovation.
That long?
There's a lot involved. So we'll go back to the process. So now you're getting hold of your preferred builders or plumbers to come and look at the job. Get them, get at least three quotes or two. Bring them in, run through your plan and see how they approach the job, how they ask them questions, you know, about the tiling, ask them about the waterproofing. I've seen many jobs where they don't even waterproof behind the tiles for the shower and the shower base. So You'll soon pick up if the guy is legit or he knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
So you would get your quotes in. And try and read your quotes apple for apple, because it can vary dramatically. As I said, if they're not doing the proper prep work, ask them about preparation. Are they, once they remove the tiles, do they prepare it for the retiling, or do they just pluck the new tiles on? You know, is there proper stages, waterproofing, getting, is the plumber registered and qualified? Because you need to get a certificate on the job, yeah. A certification. It's yeah. Gone are the days where any plumber can just do your plumbing work.
So you need a COC for this as well.
Yeah, you need any plumbing work, you need a certificate right. That goes with it, yeah.
Right.
If you bring in the electrician, because often now you want to have a mirror that has a light around the mirror, built-in mirror, lighting. We're doing downlighters in there, so make sure you get a decent or a good electrician. Also, that can give you a certificate for the work that he's doing. So the first stage is also ripping out your existing bathroom, and that varies on taking out baths, all the tiles and getting everything prepped for what needs to happen.
Yes, and then you mentioned the waterproofing that has to be done. So now you've ripped the tiles, the bath out and the tiles off the wall. People are getting wall and floor now, are they not?
Depends on the bathroom. A lot of some bathrooms don't require any tiling except for in the shower area.
Yes.
And then there's also screed options. So you get color, waterproof color screed in the shower area, so it's waterproof. But that there's also a process with that. And so you got your tiling. And then we obviously, if you're not tiling the whole bathroom, we prepared for painting. So it's skimming work and paint work.
So now you are busy with the bathroom. So step to step, tell us how you renovate or revamp a bathroom.
Well, we've had quite a few bathroom renovations at the moment. So we're busy with a timber frame job now. So the house is a timber frame. So we've had to create new openings in the doorway. We're constructing a walk-in shower, a step-up walk-in shower. It all depends on the trap and where it's going.
What is the difference between a walk-in and a step-up shower?
So you used to get the showers where you step up and you step into the shower. So there's a little lip that goes.
Yeah.
People are trying to get away from, it's more trendy to have a flat area on top. And so you don't step down into a shower.
That's the way I want to go as well.
Yeah. And then often we try to avoid doors, like shower doors. So if we have a long area, we just do a walk-in shower and have a glass panel. So then you walk in and there's no doors to close you in. So there's lots of different designs, but you know, your builder or plumber should have an idea and up to the trends, that's what's happening. So what we do is the client must supply all the sanitary ware. We can guide you. So we'll say rather go with Hans Grohe. It's a slightly better range of sanitary ware, and there's lots of backup and parts for it, and it's interchangeable. If you get the right one. So you can, over the years, you can actually swap things out. Where the ones that come from Europe and, China and all these places, they, once it's in the wall, if it breaks, you have to chop up and replace it. So, so we always say, do your homework on the sanitary ware. Spend the extra money. You're doing the bathroom once, and it should last you 10 to 15 years. So whatever you decide to do, do it to the max that you can afford. Same would apply with the tiling. Client must supply the tiles, and we can assist and give you ideas on what's good and what's not good. Normally for a shower base, you would use a mosaic, something more flexible that can go with angles. But a lot of people are going with the trend of these large tiles. So you get a tile that's 1.2 by 1.2.
Oh, not 600 or 300.
You get a 600 by 1.2.
Wow.
You're just eliminating a lot of grouting. So you're having less grouting, less joints and things like that. So that's quite in fashion. There's a special tile cutter that you have to use. You can't use a standard tile cutter for those tiles, and just make sure your tile has worked with large tiles before.
Is it porcelain tiles? Or
what it's a porcelain tile. But they're just very, very big.
All right.
And then you get your standard tiles that you get, from your
Is that 3x3? The standard is 3x3, is it
not? No, there's different ranges. You get 400x400, 500x500, 300x600. So there's a variety of different tiles and the kind of finish. Then you get subway tiles, which is your small brick-looking tiles, which you can they normally come with a glossy white, or they come with different color variations. So nice in feature walls.
Yes.
We edge off all our tiles with an aluminium strip. So if you have a window in the bathroom, then we'll put a metal edge that goes around the window, or along the edge of the shower, or up, you know, on the corners, wherever there's a corner in the bathroom.
Yeah. And what do you waterproof the walls for before you?
Yeah. So the process for the walk-in shower, if it's right on the floor level, we normally chop that the screed that's on the existing floor, so we can create a nice fall for the trap. The trendy traps at the moment are your long rectangle traps. It's not these square traps that you used to get. So they normally go near the front of where your shower is going to be. And
that's different.
Yeah, there's ones where you can tile on the shower trap itself. So you don't really see the trap. You just see some grooves in the tile, which is very nice.
But if it gets blocked, how do you unblock?
You can service the trap. It's all serviceable stuff. But it looks smart and does the job. You then would construct the shower base. So you're going to screed it with a small stone, sand, and cement, and you're going to create a fall. You've got to make sure you have a decent fall so that when you shower in, the water doesn't splash, because we're not having any doors on these showers.
And it doesn't swirl.
We're going to have a glass panel. So the guy who's doing it, just make sure that he's got the correct falls. Otherwise, you're going to have water flooding your bathroom. So that's the trick with the walk-in shower. Once you've done your screed work and you've got the correct falls, now your tiler, now you have to waterproof. And we use Seeker Semflex, which is it's a product, adhesive product glue, waterproofing adhesive glue product that gets mixed with cement and water, and you mix it up, and it comes with a membrane as well. The other products we use is Super Lakehold, which is rubberized bitumen, also with a membrane. So you'd make sure that you get into all the corners with the membrane, up the corner, up around the wall with the membrane, and at least two coats of either of those products, Seeker Semflex or the Super Lakehold. Two coats, and then your tiler can do his thing. So we would waterproof around the shower walls and the shower base.
So how long does that take to dry?
24 hours.
Oh, so you got to wait 24 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, two coats on the Super Lakehold. I'll do on the one day first coat, second day second coat, let it dry, and see the Seeker Semflex, similar process. Just make sure it's properly waterproofed. And then once you've got your waterproofing, then the tiler comes in, and then he can work his magic. And he's also, your tiler is a large part of the project. If you've got a crap tiler, or a tiler that says he's a tiler, but he's not. All that money that you spent, all that effort you've done in preparation work is wasted, because your end result's not going to look right. So your tiler is very essential. I only work with two tilers. I've worked with the one tiler for 16 years now. Or 17, somewhere around there. But he's the only guy I trust. And I don't have to baby him. He knows exactly what he's doing. And there's no comebacks.
Yeah, I have seen his work. It's amazing. Yeah.
So, and you want a guy like that. As I said, if you don't get the right guy, you could be throwing a lot of money away. And your end result, you're going to be disappointed. So now you've got all your tiling done. My team does, we do our own grouting. So I don't leave the tiler to do the grouting. We do the grouting. So grouting is also a skill. And it can also affect the look of your job if it's not done properly. So make sure that you have someone who knows what they're doing with grouting. Generally, a lot of the grout you get now is waterproof, so it's waterproof grout. But there are products you can add to your grout to make it more waterproof as well. So grouting, And then it's cleaning, a lot of cleaning after the grouting. So it's you can't just wipe. You got to wipe and then get new water, clean again, wipe again. Otherwise, you're just going to get this. You're just wiping the haze around the tiles. So it's not going to give you that nice finish. The metal edges, and then obviously, then it comes down to painting. If you're painting the ceiling, so that's why I say this is a lot involved.
Yes, it does sound very much.
Once
so.
All the tiling is all done and grouted, the plumbers come back in. Then the plumbers come and they start fitting all the sanitary ware. So they'll fit the toilet, they'll fit the basin and cabinets, and then then what we do is we install all the toilet roll holders, towel holders. That's a job in itself. And again, you need to get someone who knows. If you don't want a beautiful tiling and the guy hangs your towel rail skew,
yeah,
and you've drilled through the tile. So make sure the guy knows what he's doing. You've got mirrors that need to go up. And then the last guy that comes in would be your shower doors. So we normally get custom made shower doors for the bathroom. So it's all frameless shower doors or shower glass panels.
Yes.
And again, costly event. Make sure you get the right people. Yeah. That
what width should it be?
Between 10 to 12 mil. You could get an 8 mil, minimum 8 mil, 8 to 12 mil. Yeah,
right.
So nice toughened, hardened glass. It's got to be a specific. You're actually supposed to get a glazing certificate with that as well.
Really?
Yeah, with shower pan. A lot of people don't know. With
no,
shower
I didn't
glass,
know that.
Yeah.
Because I've been looking and trying to get prices, but I mean, materials are so costly. Wow, it really has, rocketed to very high prices.
Yeah.
But when I went for the quote, he didn't tell me that I needed a.
Yeah, if you're buying from CTM or you're buying from Bathroom Bazaar, they because they are a supplier, they would supply you with a certificate on that product. Yeah,
well, that's where I'm going to Bathroom Bazaar, so I will now ask him if he doesn't mention it, because he didn't mention that to me.
Yes, so you got, I'm talking about custom frameless. So these are companies that specialize in frameless shower doors or glass balustrades.
Yeah.
So you're not sure where this glass is coming from, and it's just to mention to them that you would need a glazing certificate.
Yeah. Now, do you put that in or do they come and put it in for you?
So I've got a team that I trust. Okay. So they come and they fit it and seal it, yeah. So that's the process. So it's a very costly episode. The sanitary alone now is through the roof. I mean, tiles can vary.
Yes.
So, you know, we've seen shower mixers and shower taps that can go for 10 to 20,000 rand for a shower mixer. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can spend large amounts of money on.
And Cobra, I believe Cobra is no longer a lifelong guarantee. Apparently,
I think it's got about 10 years.
10 years. Yeah.
Yeah,
but before it used to be a lifelong guarantee.
Cobra is still a good product. A good range, and there are some good ranges.
Yes.
As I said, Hans Grohe is probably taking the market here, and then they have specialized products like the Gibberit, the Gibberit toilets, the ones that you flush on the wall. Yeah. You know, so then it requires a different kind of installation.
So when you go see a client now and they would like you're doing right now, so you sit down with them and then do you give them that advice? Do they actually ask you to come with them to select some of the materials?
I would push them in the right direction. I've actually got a lady who can source all the sanitary ware for the client. So I put her into contact with the client and she'll advise and direct and say, rather use this product, don't use this product. Unfortunately, as a builder and our team, we can't go and hold the client's hand.
Yes.
It's a very personal thing. It comes down to their budget. So I might have a total different budget to what the client's after.
Yeah.
Preferred
colors have also moved away because I know up to date it's been gray, the light gray and grays. Is it still that?
Well, in the sanitary ware, they've done different trends. So people went for gold, bronze, like a goldish bronze looking taps and mixers.
Really?
Then it's turned to black, matte black taps and mixers.
So it's from vintage to, that's unusual, black taps.
Yeah, black's been quite in. And it seems to always go back to the chrome, the brush chrome or the silver chrome.
Yes.
they don't seem to date.
Because it gives your bathroom a nice finish as well.
Yeah, but they don't seem to date as much as the black or the bronze or the gold. Yeah, so yeah, you can get very creative in a bathroom, which is very nice. So, you know, you got to look at other things. That's why I say get a decent plumber. Your geyser might not be up to standard. So if you put in, if you've had a bathroom that's had a hot and cold tap, individual tap, stopcocks we call them, then when you change to a mixer, your pressure, water pressure can drop if your geyser's not a proper high pressure geyser. So your plumber needs to check out your geyser and make sure your geyser's up to the job, because that will just give your experience in the bathroom.
And that's before you even start, because, I mean, before you put all these gadgets in, it's got to work together.
Well, the first thing that happens is we strip a bathroom out. Yeah. The plumbers come in and then they do all their pipe work. So it's important that we know exactly where the basin's going, where the shower's going. We're looking at heights of ceiling heights and floor heights. So
in some cases, you can't just use the existing shower and the shower head and all.
There are times we can use the same pipes.
Yes.
Often I would say, depending on the age of the house, if your pipes are in bad condition, rather just wherever we work in, we change all the pipes in that area. So whatever, you know, then you know you're safe. Especially the polycarb, the old plastic pipe. There's some houses that still have that in the wall. And if you come across that, just repipe that whole area, because that's a nightmare waiting to happen.
It'll also save you in the long run.
Yeah.
You know, to change.
So, yeah. So my advice is get a builder who knows what he's doing in a bathroom. Get a plumber who's properly registered, qualified, gives you a guarantee if there's any burst pipe or leaking. We've had a client now ask for our insurances. So if our insurances are up to date.
A client asked that.
Yeah, because I mean, if we flood, say in a block of flats, and we damage a pipe, things happen. Could even be nothing to do with it, but we chopping and banging on a wall, and a pipe starts to leak. Who are they going to blame? The builders.
Yes.
So if that whole block of flats floods, someone's going to be responsible. So make sure your builder / plumber has got the right insurance in place.
I suppose that goes for electrician as well, doesn't it? So
Theoretically, anybody that's working on your house
should have insurance.
Should have some form of damage insurance or a liability insurance, some form of that. And there's a lot of guys that don't.
Well, I'm glad you make mention of it right now.
Yes. Yeah, because, I mean, if you have beautiful timber floors, and we flood your whole house, that floor has to come up. And especially laminate flooring.
And you don't need an inspector to come in and check this the work that you've done, or is it only for building?
There's no building inspector involved in that. But that's why I say get the right people.
Yeah.
You know, don't always look at the cheapest option, because they most times going to get burnt. As I said. We VAT registered. My plumber's VAT registered. I'm VAT registered. That does tell you something, that we obviously, you know, not trying to be under the radar. We're doing nothing.
And also, don't try and do the job yourself. If you know, rather get someone like you.
It doesn't mean that a guy's VAT registered is good either. Okay. So that's why I say it's always good to have a look at the work that the guy's doing, if you can. Yeah. Or at least let him send you loads of references. And
I'm glad you're putting that out, you know, before the job starts. Go and look at the job, the previous job's been done.
No, you're spending a lot. Our bathrooms average now on about 70 to 100,000.
What?
For a bathroom renovation. So,
really? What, is that a big bathroom or a small one?
No, it's an average size bathroom.
My
word. Yeah, so I think with the client's tiles and sanitary ware, it's 100,000. I would say it depends again what they're doing. Yeah, it varies. So I'm just saying it's an expensive experience, but it adds value to your house as well. You can get very basic bathrooms. We also go with what the client's budgets are.
Yes.
So, you know, I can see when we're working with Hans Grohe and the sanitary ware, or if we're looking at a person just wants to refresh their bathroom, and we'll go according to their budget. So they're obviously going to go for cheaper taps, the cheapest tile they can find. But yes, where we don't cut corners is waterproofing and preparation work. You know,
It's your prep that you don't cut corners with.
And the plumber can't cut corners on the actual piping, the essential things.
Because imagine if there's something wrong, you've got to chip up those tiles and go and find the leak.
Well, the other lesson is always, whenever you do a bathroom, make sure you have at least a box extra, because in the future, anything can happen.
Yes.
And then you can just chop those tiles out and replace,
because tiles they don't renew them, do they?
Big problem with tiles.
They have limited stocks.
They don't keep stock.
Yes.
Of unless it's a certain companies do keep their trademark tiles, but even then you're not guaranteed,
because many of them are discontinued, and that's why I've learned now. I'm looking for tiles. Yeah. You know. So
white. And even white tiles. There's like 50 shades of white.
Yeah.
So you think, I'll just get a white tile to match. It's not going to be the same color.
And why are the white tiles so expensive?
It depends on what tile you're going for.
But you know, I mean, the gray, when you look at what they said, now white's always expensive.
Yeah. No, it depends on where you're going. So I would say if you're looking for your – in Cape Town, the Western Cape, you're looking for more upper market trends and things like that, Ital Tile, that's at Northgate Center there. Just on the N1 off-ramp near Brooklyn area. And they got some lovely stuff there. But it's very that's on your top end. And then I'd say if we, you know, us in the deep south, we don't like to drive too far.
No.
So just over the hill into Kai, as I said, you've got CTM and you've got Bathroom Bazaar. Builders Warehouse has their few... A few things.
Pardon Island has many, many, many tile shops all along parallel.
I've gone off that. I'm tired of doing the tile mile. I've seen many husbands and wives kill each other over tile choices.
Yes, yes.
And the further you go, nine times out of the 10, they need one more box.
Yes.
So then you have to go all the way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So time has run. Can you believe it? Time has run out for us. And Sean, is there anything else you want to share before you go?
No, I've got to go get back to the madness.
All right. Yeah. So you want to give out your contact number?
Anderson Improvements, 083-316-5752.
And Sean, thank you for coming in and sharing your knowledge and expertise with us. Ciao, ciao.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive. Sunnydale.